Captain Mike Yankowski is with the Lansing Police Department. Captain Yankowski, how are you?
I'm very good. Good morning to you, Tony.
Thanks for being with us. Can you tell us about the terrible story of the Eastern high school student who recently lost his life?
Yeah, first and foremost, our thoughts and condolences go out to the family of this 16-year-old kid. You know, another senseless act of violence that we're going to put all resources on to make sure we hold those responsible for this crime in the court of justice.
Well, tell us the details of the story of what you can right now.
Sure. This is what we know as of right now. On Sunday, July 8th, about 3:03 in the morning, Lansing Police Department responded to a shots fired call at a corner house of North Jennison and Maple Street. We received some information that shots had been fired and there was a party that was being held at this house. When the officers arrived on scene, they located two shooting victims. One was a 24-year-old Lansing male. He was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And the second victim was a 16-year-old male by the name of LaVon Wilson. He was a Lansing resident, and he was currently attending Lansing Eastern High School. He had just completed 10th grade and was going into the 11th grade this fall. He was pronounced deceased at the hospital about 3:41 in the morning. The early parts of the investigation is that around 3:03 in the morning, we had a vehicle that's described as an SUV pull up to that intersection and discharge a weapon with multiple shots. Obviously, at least two people were hit with that gunfire. Witnesses at the scene described the vehicle then fleeing the scene at a high rate of speed. And that's the information that we have right now. We're currently in the process of still canvassing the neighborhood, asking people that might have been at that party that have not come forth yet to contact the Lansing Police Department and provide us all information that you can at this time.
Do you have a description on that vehicle?
Well, you know, we received several descriptions right now, so we don't have a clear-cut description that we can provide other than what we know is that it was some type of SUV. We've gotten several different descriptions, so until we can clean that up a little bit, all we have right now is an SUV.
Can you tell us what you can about the 4th of July shooting?
Yeah, that continues with the investigation. We did hold the autopsy on Friday. We did get some additional information during that autopsy that I just can't share with you at this time. But, again, that's another situation where we're pleading with the public that if anybody was in the park, saw anything, heard anything, contact the Lansing Police Department. And if anybody was in the general vicinity and saw somebody discharging a firearm, we want to speak to them too. Any information anybody can provide us at this time would be helpful.
Captain, from what you can tell us, has the new fireworks laws been a problem for the police department, or has it been business as usual?
Well, you know, I think this year, and I think there was a lot of factors, but we saw throughout the city, and certainly we had increased police presence, not only in the Riverfront Park, but throughout the city, deploying well over 100 officers. We saw a decrease in calls for service. We saw those normal areas throughout the city that normally would have large groups of people discharging fireworks and having fun on the 4th of July. We saw those numbers down throughout the city. I'm hoping that the educational component of that, respect for our neighbors, was part of that. But we saw our calls for service down a little bit this year for fireworks complaints.
All right. Thanks, Captain Yankowski.
You're welcome.